In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Rizdahl. It is Tuesday, the 16th of May. Good as always to have you along, everybody. I'm going to tick off just a couple of things on my fingers here that have happened in, say, the last month, 6 weeks or so. Working roughly chronologically backward, the president of the United States shared highly classified information with the Russians. The director of the FBI was fired. A major piece of legislation affecting almost 20% of the American economy was first pulled off the House floor before a vote and then passed in the House by the slenderest of margins. Chaos has become the byword in political America. And yet, in headline economic America, it's all good. Insert here my customary warning about the Dow Jones not being the economy and the economy not being the Dow, which is still true. But in different times, I'll tell you what, any one of my list of items I just ticked off would have spooked traders to a fare-thee-well, which would have roiled the markets and which would thus have dollars to donuts changed the nature of the conversation happening in political America. So it's worth it to pause the chaos news for a minute here and ask, what did the markets know and when did they figure it out? Here's Marketplace's Sabri Benishwar.
You know that feeling in a scary movie when everyone is acting like everything is fine and then you realize everything is not fine and something terrible is going to happen? That's kind of what Chris Lowe is feeling.
A week ago, it looked like Congress was close to settling healthcare reform.
Lowe is chief economist at FTN Financial.
Now, forget about healthcare reform. We're trying to figure out whether the president leaked classified information.
And yet, markets have not fallen and measures of volatility are low. This, even though, Lowe says, the Fed has warned stocks are overvalued.
The markets are almost completely desensitized.
Julian Emanuel is U.S. equities and derivatives strategist for UBS.
You know, we really saw that in the wake of the results of the French election.
That result was actually good news for markets.
There was no reaction whatsoever.
It may be that there's just been so much drama that investors feel dead inside and just can't be bothered. But it may also be that behind all the drama, there's some solid corporate performance. Chris Bertelsen is chief investment officer at Avianz Capital Management.
Let's look at what earnings have done. We're averaging around 13% year-over-year growth in earnings.
And yes, it's true that markets have been rising in hopes of corporate tax reform and infrastructure spending, but despite the political soap opera in D.C., those haven't actually failed yet.
For now, I think there's enough people who feel that this too shall pass and their confidence still remains pretty high.
Then again, give it a few more weeks. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishwar for Marketplace.